2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Day 2 of the Democratic National Convention starts later tonight in Chicago. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison joined CBS Mornings to talk about the party's future under Vice President Harris.
3 days that we have left, and you're going to hear the story of Kamala Harris, who she is, what she fights for, who she's fighting for.
Israel's military says it's recovered the bodies of 6 hostages from Gaza who were taken by Hamas on October 7th. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
Now, this gives their families closure, but there is now even more pressure to get other hostages out. Israel believes there are still 109 of them in Gaza, and about a third of them are believed to be dead.
And divers are still searching for passengers and crew still missing after a yacht capsized off the coast of Sicily. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
6 people unaccounted for, 15 people were rescued. 1 person was found dead. That was the chef on board the yacht.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's Milwaukee rally tonight will be shown live at the DNC in Chicago. Governor Evers says it shows what technology can do.
It's a great idea. That's where she's going to be. Pfizer, I'm sure there'll be a great crowd there. There'll be a great crowd here. And instead of trying to pull them all together, we're going to make sure that the technology works and everybody's going to be part of it.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore says tonight's rally is for people who can't be at the DNC. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. There are pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition hikes for students. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley School Districts will officially lose elementary and secondary school emergency relief funding from the COVID-19 pandemic this September. According to a WQOW report, the Eau Claire Area School District had used funding from the program for things like school psychologists, counselors, and academic coaches. The Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District used the funding to support its already existing programs. Losing the funding will force more districts to turn to referendums or cuts to balance their budgets.
A temporary ban on dispersed camping in the Eau Claire County Forest is now in effect. According to a Facebook post from Eau Claire County Parks and Forest, the temporary ban went into effect on Friday and will continue through October 15th. Further social media posts say the department has seen an increase in littering, illegal activity, and camping without permits in the county forest. During the ban, residents will not be able to purchase a camping permit. Coon Fork Campground and Harstad Campground will remain open.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack gets ready for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice this Thursday. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens in a joint practice open to the public. Linebacker Christian Welch from Miola, Wisconsin, is having a good camp. Last week against the Browns, he recovered a fumble. This week against the Broncos, he intercepted a Jared Stidman pass tipped by Packers defensive lineman James Esther. Welch on what he saw on the play.
Yeah, I just kind of had my eyes on the quarterback at the time, and one of the D linemen, I'm not even sure who it was, tipped it. I just saw it go straight up. I'm like, I got to go try to high point that. So I just went up and grabbed it and come down with it and took a hit on the way down. So I was pretty happy. Yeah, we needed that at that point in the game too.
Baseball tonight, Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game set against the Cardinals. In golf, round 1 of the 104th Wisconsin State Open is underway at the Minocqua, Wisconsin Country Club. Ross Thompson atop the leaderboard. He's an assistant golf coach at UW-Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies and calm winds with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as lows fall to the low 50s. You can push repeat on today for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development. I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
The next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, live on location here at the Democratic National Convention at the United Center in Chicago. Day two, hour two. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, the 20th of August, 2024, here along with Trygve Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. Big second hour on its way again. A big thank you to Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for stopping by. Still just on fire for everything she had to say, so positive, such a great leader back in the state of Wisconsin. And she's the kind of person, Trygve, where you can really see her just, you know, going places.
Yeah, 100%. One of the things when you do what I do, you know, you usually can evaluate people's political potential pretty fast.
Yeah, you have a knack for that.
Well, I don't know that I have any more knack or less knack than people who do what I do, but the reality is you can typically tell pretty fast. Do they have an ability to connect with people quickly? And she clearly has that. But more importantly, the ones who really have the ability to go the long way are the ones who have the capacity to create to tell a narrative of why.
Right.
Because remember, you know, and I say this, you know, Tommy Thompson used to always say to us, two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. She's clearly somebody who wants to do. And as Tommy would point out, the ones you want are the ones who want to do.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Great to have Sarah Rodriguez with us. And a special shout out to Luke Mathers for helping set that up. So thank you, Luke, sir. We really appreciate all of your help there. He's like a Swiss Army knife at Civic Media. He does it all.
Luke's a rock star.
He is a rock star.
Even if he can't touch his toes. Luke, you got to work on that. You're almost there. Once you hit 30, you got to really focus on that. And you know what? Those who watch us on the stream probably noticed how much that. Oh, they've watched my transition.
You've lost a lot of weight.
Powerlifting fat guy to hockey playing.
How much have you lost?
Guy. Oh, almost 50 pounds.
That's incredible. Nicely done. Nicely,
and I've added muscle.
Wow.
Because I want to play hockey till I'm in my 70s.
Really? Do you?
Yeah, we can. We have a guest coming on who owns a hockey team, I think, tomorrow, and
yes,
we can talk about
That'll be very, very exciting. Yep. Looking forward to that nervous anticipation. Also coming up in hour number two here today, Trigby's colleague at the Lincoln Project, actually one of the co-founders of Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, is in town, and he is going to be sitting right here live at the desk as well. Get Rick's take on this, a man who's never short for words.
Rick?
Yes. Never.
He's rather loquacious.
Yes, he certainly is. And also a guy who knows how to get under Trump's skin, which I think is one of his...
Trump is threatening to sue us again.
I know.
And this time, he might. But I don't. For those who pay attention to such things, George Conway, who's Kellyanne Conway's former ex-husband, and literally one of the most prominent attorneys in the United States of America, like argues cases in front of the Supreme Court, he offered today because of what would happen if Trump does sue us. We'd be able to depose Donald Trump and, like, do, you know, investigations and whatever. He volunteered to do it pro bono. And I think he's serious. Because I don't think Donald Trump really wants to have Lincoln Project and George Conway rummaging through his dirty
Can you imagine the discovery?
I know.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's why he won't go through with it. But yes, they have sent us a letter, and they seem to be more serious this time than the other 37 times.
Well, we'll talk to Rick Wilson about that on the other side. Coming up tonight, Trigvi, on the stage, the Obamas are in town.
What did you call it? The Diaz.
The dais, the stage, the podium. All right.
Yeah. I'm just a simple guy from River Falls, Todd.
I'm a simple.
I don't know you fancy Richland Center terms.
Oh yeah, Richland Center is so fancy.
You have a Culver's. That's fancy.
We do.
The second one
in the state.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, tonight we have the Obamas. We are in the Obamas' town, Chicago.
You think
of course.
He'll be able to give a good speech? I've heard that Obama's okay.
I have a feeling he'll be okay.
I think he's going to be, honestly, it's going to be like Mike in the MJ with the Bulls in the day here at the arena. Because I'm thinking that President Obama, that Sirius is going to be playing before he comes. And now.
Well, and I think that people here are equally excited to hear Michelle Obama tonight.
They might be, honestly, most Americans would be more excited to hear Michelle Obama. She's much, other than Taylor Swift, she's probably the most popular woman in the United States.
Yeah.
And how about Trump? We haven't even touched on that.
Right.
I guess we could wait for Wilson, but how about Trump claiming Taylor Swift? He seemed, and now they're saying he seemed confused. I think because they're worried about being sued.
Right. Because they put out these fake AI photos of AI women wearing fake T-shirts that says Swifties for Trump.
And Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And, of course, all of that is untrue. Those are lies. And Trump perpetuates that on his social.
Yeah, don't mess with the Swifties. Exactly. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean,
at your
it's
house.
A whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated. All right, Taylor Swift boated.
Exactly. We got a few minutes here while waiting for Rick to stop over. Sam, the great Sam Davidson, by the way, back home filling in for Mr. Zomers. He'll be helping us out on our evening program. Don't forget, you can hear an entire wrap up of today's activities 6 until 7 tonight. News director Terry Bell joins us. I will be along tonight. Mr. Olson will be at the analyst desk as well, and others 6 to 7 tonight. Zomer's helping out on that. So Sam Davidson is in today helping us out. Sam, always appreciate you. Let's take a couple of minutes on this Biden honor montage. I thought it was pretty good, and with the whole thing's 10 minutes. We're not going to give you that, but we're going to give you a couple of minutes here because this is kind of this montage of what Joe Biden has accomplished. And what gnaws me, Trigvi, is when people say, well, geez, what did Joe Biden accomplish? Why, you know, this whole narrative of what does Harris stand for? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the last 3.5 years of what she and Biden accomplished together. So here's a little montage at the end of the Biden accomplishments from last night.
He wakes up every day trying to make the lives of Americans better.
Because of his own personal experiences, Joe was able to empathize with somebody who has been through a terrible situation.
Today we're bringing home 3 American citizens and 1 American green card holder imprisoned unjustly in Russia.
President Biden's decision to withdraw as the Democratic nominee was one of the purest acts of patriotism I've seen in my life.
Biden decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
I want to bring greetings from our incredible President Joe Biden.
It's the greatest honor of my life to sit behind that resident desk of the President of the United States of America. But I care more about my country than I do about my remaining behind that desk.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
That the ad last night, or not the ad, but it was a long tribute to that last couple of minutes of it there. Again, Trigvi, he says it from the Resolute desk, in the Oval Office, just says it.
Right.
Country before self. And this is not something that came recently to Joe Biden. As we talked last hour, whether it was his family service, whether it was his beloved son, Bo, who served overseas and died of a result of illnesses from the burn pits over there. Mm-hmm. This is personal for Joe Biden. Joe Biden. This whole, and it's not a narrative because he's lived it, a life of service.
Yeah, a life of service. And, you know, the other thing about Joe Biden, and this is hard to talk about, but you know, having gone through the experience of losing a child, and Joe Biden and I have that in common. And, you know, I know how long it takes to get through that, and a lifetime, quite honestly. Yeah. And Joe Biden, said one time, you know you've made it through when you can smile about them rather than cry about them. Yeah. And honestly, that's something that I have taken with me on my journey dealing with that. He is a good human being. He just is. When I watched him talk about that experience that I have in common with him, he at his foundation, regardless of what you think of his politics, he's a good person. And what people on the right have done, you know, try and do to him in politics and all the rest, there's a piece of it that isn't a game. There are lines that get crossed. But at the end of the day, I hope that all of us, regardless of whether you think, you know, agree with his politics or not, because life is bigger than your politics.
Right. And I also think, Trigvi, that no one wants to go through these tragedies, such as you and your wife have gone through, the Bidens have gone through. But in this way, it has made Joe Biden an empathetic and compassionate person who gets America. And I think Vice President Harris has not had near the tragedy in her life that we know of, at least, but she's picked up on that. Tim Walz has 100%. Picked up on that. And they've picked up on this look, we have to care about each other. We have to uplift each other. And I think that Americans are yearning for that.
We need to understand as a people, the worst things that happen to us in life sometimes are the best things that happen for us in life.
Wow.
And well, that's what I take away. And the other thing is, we constantly are looking for why, right. Whether it's in our personal life or other. Usually the why is just a lesson we can take from the experience, Todd.
Right. I totally agree. We are here inviting your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you'd like to come in and talk to us here, Trigvi Olsen, ask him a question. Also, we have Rick Wilson coming on. I'm sure he'll always be up for
a question.
He's
just finishing up with some station in Arizona.
He's a big deal.
And honest, but he does. My loyalties are always here.
I know that's what we Wisconsin. Love about you. That's what we love.
I know. Yeah. I have to go. I'm doing a couple other things afterwards in other states.
But he puts us first, ladies and gentlemen.
Always
that's
putting
what we
Wisconsin
love
first.
That's right.
You know why?
What?
Because in Wisconsin, Eagles roar, Packers. So
all right.
No, Eagles. Did you hear that? I screwed it up.
I know you did. We got to do a little business. Come on back. 1 minute. We'll be back live at the DNC from Chicago. Chicago, my kind of town, on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up.
The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from Chicago, home of the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center. Those beautiful bump shots, courtesy of our very own chief engineer. They call him the chief now. Just the chief.
They should call him the chief.
Right? Corey Hartman on top of it there. Corey, we appreciate that.
Do we need to, make him the chief beer bringer, or we should bring him some beer.
We should probably bring maybe some we should beer bring you some chief. Beer. We can bring you some beer. What do you like, Corey?
Modelo.
Okay. Isabella. All right. We could do that. Fantastic. And we have Francie Brian Kelly over here, who, again, yeoman's work. He's not just a co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show and engineering there. He's kind enough to stop by and work on our little gig.
Yeah, every now and then I have something to say.
You always do. We appreciate you very much. And now you, Brian Kelly, you're not a Chicago native, are you? You didn't grow up here, but you spent a lot of time here. Is that right? Hang on, he's gonna do his own mic here.
Yeah. Oh God,
he's swearing. The man is constantly swearing, and that's why we had to bleep him.
He was talking about being a Bears fan right. since childhood.
He's working on it. He'll give us a Chicago perspective.
Yeah,
because
I know he's back here for the Packers Bears game with
are
my,
you really?
With I my
know,
kids.
I know that he's a big Cubs fan because he takes our Brewers tickets
well,
yeah, and goes
honestly,
and cheers on the
you know
Cubs.
What? Being a Cubs fan, respect, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
He's trying to talk, and he keeps bleeping himself. Yeah, and I love every part
way,
of that.
I'll translate that. Translate that. He just was talking about how he felt about them drafting Caleb Williams.
So, fun fact: I'm a Patriots fan, not a Bears fan.
All right.
And I'm gonna give up my headset for Rick.
I want to hear this.
So, I moved all over my entire life. I was born in Hawaii, moved to Rochester, New York, lived in Long Island, New Jersey, New Hampshire. I formative years in New Hampshire.
Right.
And I moved to Chicago after like being an actor and all that stuff. Yeah. I choose to be from Chicago. I'm not from really anywhere.
Right.
So I choose to be from Chicago.
You chose Chicago.
I put in a couple decades here, maybe a decade and a half.
Yeah.
And then I got the job at Civic Media. And it wasn't Civic Media at the time, but got the job with Dom and Crute. And I moved north and it worked out.
But Chicago's your kind of town.
Yeah. I love this place. It was the first place that felt like home to me.
Yeah.
And it felt like I could do stuff here.
How about that?
Yeah.
And you have. And you have.
And I have. It's a great opportunity. I learned a lot of things, and I met a lot of amazing people.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Thanks, Brian. And you can catch Brian right after our show on the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show, directly after our program here. Joining us now, live at the table, along with Trivi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Let's go up one notch, as Emeril Lagasse said, let's kick it up a notch. We have the co-founder of the Lincoln Project. Always happy to welcome you back to the show, Rick Wilson. How the heck are you?
I am doing great, man. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. Thank you. I got into town over the weekend, I think, and what's your take on this? Trigby and I have been talking. Compared to the Republican National Convention and this, there's actually positivity here.
Security people said he could show up at this one.
You know,
there
is that. I mean, I don't know if I would have been able to survive the other one. But
I'd
look,
have kept you safer.
This is the vibe shift everyone talks about. Mm-hmm. It's real. It's actually happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a mood here that I've never seen in the Democratic Party in my career, in my lifetime. Not even during Obama. Mm-hmm. There was something much more about him. And with Harris, it feels like it's more external. It feels like it's more about the whole party. And there's a sense of optimism and uplift. And I think there's another thing emerging here. And Trigg and I have talked about this a little bit. there's an economic question that Trump has always sort of presumed he would have the strong argument on the economy.
Yeah.
But now she's talking to these middle class and even to non-college educated voters and saying, we're going to do a $6,000 child tax credit. We're going to do a $25,000 home purchase, first-time home buyer credit. We're going to do a $4,000 a year child tax deduction. And all of a sudden, a lot of people, it doesn't sound like the old Democratic Party where they'd be like, well, read page 697 of our economic plan and you'll discover the benefits to you.
Our five-year economic plan, actually, Rick.
Yeah, right.
Old habits die hard for guys like you and I, but yeah.
Exactly. Right. But, I mean, it feels more real and tangible and like there's an actual deliverable here. And so that sense is starting to break through. We've seen some polling that those messages are really punching through, with including under 40 non-college white guys. Mm-hmm. And if Trump loses 10% of those guys, it's going to be a Mondale blowout. It's going to be a bloodbath politically. if that audience, if non-college white men start breaking off of Trump, as we've seen a lot of fractures in the Trump coalition, it's a bad day.
Right.
You know what's dangerous, Don?
What's that?
So Rick's son Andrew works for me on data projects.
Yep.
When I start hearing Rick channeling data that's coming from Andrew, that's scary. The Republicans should be worried about that.
Because my son Andrew,
he has a set of skills, and Andrew is developing a set of skills, and they merge nicely together, I can assure you.
We got about 2.5 minutes here, Rick, before I have to take a break. Can you join us on the other side? Can you stick around?
Glad to.
All right,
glad
fantastic. Talk for a couple of minutes before we go to break, though. Trigg and I have talked about this. This whole narrative out there that, oh my God, there's no policy for Kamala Harris. Why isn't she doing more interviews? In all of your experience and campaigns for all these years, to me, if it's working, why do something different?
Here's the thing, man. Listen, if someone says to me, I can't wait to see the Democrats' 4,000-page climate plan, you know what Republicans would do? Trigg and I would do this in the old days. They'd put out a big plan, 600-page climate plan or whatever it is, public safety. We'd get some goons. We'd get some, like, interns to go, like, find 10 things in there that scare the crap out of grandma.
Right.
And they would go through it, and they'd be like, you'll no longer be able to eat hamburgers, or airplanes will be forbidden, or you know,
gas
they'll seize
stoves.
You. Right. No more gas stoves. And it's always BS, but they're very effective at making it scary. The fact that she's doing what's working, look, people bitching about, oh, she's not doing enough interviews with the mainstream. Who cares?
Right.
Her numbers are moving up. Trump's numbers are moving down. Voter intensity for Democrats is moving up. Republican voter intensity is static or moving down. The key swing states are moving in the right direction by and large. And so if you're doing something right, keep doing it. Beat it to death. Until people are like, I'm sick of you doing this thing, keep doing that thing.
Yeah, right. No, I just think I have much more limited campaign experience than either one of you individually, let alone combined. But I had 30 years of working in Wisconsin Republican politics. I never saw a better 30 days in my life.
No. The only thing that rivals it in a weird way is the 5 months Trump had before Joe Biden dropped out, where Biden could not catch a break.
Yeah.
Trump could not stumble in that 5 month window. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal. And yet, since the day, the last day of the Republican convention, where interestingly, even before we knew Biden was dropping out, Trump kind of stumbled in that last day of the convention. It did not feel like the same mojo was there. And she has had a great run, and I think she's going to keep it up.
Stand by. We have the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, the senior advisor, Trigvi Olson. It's the All Ball Show live from the DNC in Chicago. Right here, more next. It's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is praising Vice President Kamala Harris.
She's just a class act. She's really smart, energetic, and she's just a good leader. I mean, I recognize that right off the bat.
Evers is leading the Wisconsin delegation at the DNC. He says he plans to stay in Chicago tonight when Harris and running mate Tim Walz rally in Milwaukee. Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha today. Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Menominee City Council has voted to allow geese to be hunted in four city parks. According to a WQOW report, on Monday, the City Council determined that there were too many geese causing too much waste in the parks near Lake Monomon and the airport area. The hunt will only be conducted by members of the police department, and it will be regulated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The city will also notify nearby residents, businesses, and schools when a hunt will take place in one of the parks. A Chippewa Valley nonprofit is announcing the opening of a new accessible outdoor space for a community garden. According to a WQOW report, Reach Inc. raised $20,000 this year to create the accessible garden through community donations and a golf fundraiser. After raising the money, construction on the garden got underway in mid-July, and a number of local plant nurseries donated some flowers to get the garden started. The community garden features accessible sidewalks and sits right along a bus line. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies and calm winds with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as lows fall to the low 50s. You can push repeat on today for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning from Chicago, we'll wrap up day two of the Democratic National Convention and the warm reminiscence during Barack Obama's comments.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Per pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the Democratic National Convention in good old Chi-Town, Chicago, home of Brian Kelly, the place that Frank Sinatra said he loved the most. No, I'm not sure if that's right, but he may have. Welcome back to the show. We're glad to have you along here at the United Center. And we have Trygve Olsen, our co-host, as per usual, here for the rest of the week, senior advisor at the Republican, or I think senior advisor at the Republican Party.
At the Lincoln Project. Those days are past.
That's in the rear view, brother.
I know.
I don't think that's coming back.
I'm doing three things at once. I apologize. Former, like myself, a former Republican, now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, and the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, also a former Republican, like Trygve. Rick Wilson. Wouldn't that be fantastic, though, if they said, Trygve, will you come back and help us out?
Yeah, the party would have to change a lot.
Trigger's reign would be cruel, brief. Cruel, brief, but memorable.
Burn it
as
down.
As afraid as they were of La Civita coming in when that happened, I think they'd have to be more afraid of me.
Give us a call. I'd like to talk to Rick or Trygve, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zommer is helping us out later on tonight in our evening coverage, so Sam Davidson standing by back in Madison as our engineer. Sam, if you have a chance, I'm trying to find this Lincoln Project ad that they're getting sued about, and it's making fun of Trump at Mar-a-Lago, that the wheels are falling off and that he's been betrayed. If you find that, or Luke finds it, let me know. We'll dial up. We'll bring it to the people. You can just put it in the chat. Thank you, Sam. Right now, though, let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842, and let's go to Tom, L.A. Tom, in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Tom, if you're still there, go ahead.
Yes, first I want to say, Rick Wilson, you're brilliant. As a joyful democracy warrior myself, FDR Democrat, I just think that you need to be doing some messaging for the Democratic Party going forward. Trygve, along with you, I won't say too much about Trygve, though, since he's from River Falls and I'm from Durand, which you guys have not.
It's true.
The famous River Falls Durand beef.
His dad was a football coach at Durand when I was in high school. It's true. Yeah,
what do you got, L.A. Tom?
He's a football coach in Durand. So here's my question. Is Russian Ron going to go to Russia now, since he was there on July 4th, 2018, and now that Putin is giving them basically asylum there? And also, what is this about the Republicans trying to disenfranchise 40,000 Arizonans from voting in November? I really don't understand. I know in Wisconsin we don't like cheaters. We want people to play the game, play it 100%, and at the end you'd shake hands, whatever it might be. But this stuff where it's this depressing the vote and repressing the vote, it's just really, really quite tragic. And I don't know if that's because of Alex and money in politics or what. But you guys riff on that for a second, please.
Thanks a lot, L.A. Tom. Before we get to it, just for context, Wisconsin senior Senator Republican Ron Johnson said yesterday, called Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, a communist because he got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And, of course, it wasn't too long ago that Senator Johnson spent the 4th of July in Moscow.
Look, Ron Johnson is a guy who says that Putin's farts smell like rainbow and honeysuckles. I really don't have any truck with Ron Johnson talking about anyone and Russia. He has been so far anti-Ukraine, so pro-Putin, so anti-NATO. I mean, and this is a betrayal not only of American interests and values, but of Wisconsin interests and values in my mind, because this is not a guy who I don't understand where this agenda comes from. I don't understand where this motivation to be a Putin simp comes from. But he is like up there in the top 10 in America.
Yeah, Trygve.
I can't explain Ron Johnson on Russia. I don't know. I the Tiananmen Square and his anniversary.
I know.
And like, talk about groping around. And here's the thing. You know, Rick kind of alluded to this. And by the way, I have one of our people going through Project 2025 to get us a top 10 list.
I'm so sorry.
Work with. Well, yeah, I'm sorry for him too, but Phil will be okay. Yeah, so we can go through the top 10 list, Rick, and figure out. But, yeah. You know, they're not even good at it when they're right. when they're basically saying you're a communist. I mean, it's just, and because you got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. First of all, Tiananmen Square, maybe got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square as a tribute to the guy who got run over by a tank.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
And look.
It's dumb.
And look, there is nothing in Tim Walz's background, character, history, ideology, or motivation that would lead you to conclude that he would plan his wedding to occur on a black day in the history of China. It's, I mean, if the argument is he planned it for the anniversary of Tiananmen Square, that's a day the Chinese government hates to even acknowledge yes, exists. Right, right. I mean, their logic and their argument here, but look, it's because they have nothing else in their tiny, tiny little brains, so they have to, like, use this MAGA Mad Libs thing every day, like, you're a Marxist, communist, socialist spaceman. You know, it's always this crazy stuff. And look, it's like they, you know, there's that scene in The Godfather where he goes, I'm going to speak Italian to Michael for a minute. They're speaking this, like, language of their own that nobody else gets or understands anymore. Because calling people communists, it's like, what is wrong? What is broken in your brain?
Yeah. Well, and it's so 1972.
Yes. Right. There aren't even any real communists left in Russia. It's just a kleptocracy.
Right. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Jack. Jack, Jack from Merrimack. Go ahead, Jack. Jack, are you there?
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I was just getting... Yeah, are you here?
Yep, you got your Jack. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I took a minute to pick up there. I was actually taking cookies out of the oven.
What kind? Anyway,
you communist? That's fantastic. What, you didn't bring any for the class?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. The traffic in Chicago would be daunting for me. Anyway, I realize that, you know, the DNC is all about a positive approach to America's future, and that's very important. And I apologize if this puts a little damper on it, but it's important as many people as possible understand the MAGA rhinos, and I don't call them Republicans anymore because that party doesn't exist, at least not really in reality. But they're already implementing some pretty nefarious operations. And yeah, I know that's sure. a little surprise from those guys. But in many red states and some purple and even some blue states where they can get away with it, they've placed election denying lackeys in local election boards and commissions. And these people are committed to refusing to certify the election results in the hopes of doing exactly the same thing that the violent insurrection attempt tried to do in 2021. They're hoping to block enough electoral votes to throw the election into the now Republican-controlled House of Representatives. So whatever the voting results are, they'll vote for Trump. Georgia is well documented in this, but there are other states involved. Now, the duty of most of these boards, according to law, count and report the vote results, not question or object to them. There's other avenues, but those actions are illegal in most everywhere. And two things I think need to happen. First, every attorney general is willing to do so absolutely must remind these people that it's illegal, and the state will prosecute anyone who violates election law and in an expeditious manner. And secondly, this has got to be publicized so every voter knows what could happen. And if it does, they have to demand these election boards act in accordance with the law.
Jack, thank you so very much. Appreciate you, Jack. Thank you so very, very much, Rick.
Good luck. Look, the Republicans are, Trump is now pre-gaming. The election will be stolen. I need you in the states to make sure that I get the 11,000 votes I need. All of it is a preview. It's a pregame warm-up for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that even these crazy Republican lawyers he's hiring by the score are going to go out and say, Donald, with tears in their eyes, right, Mr. Trump,
with tears.
Mr. Trump, you can't win. And so, you know, they will throw this country into chaos again. And they will, and if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again. And so, you know, Trigg and I have talked about this a lot. The extremism that has emerged inside the Trump world was manifested on September or on January 6th, and you know, there have been two attacks on the Capitol in our history, right, that were planned. One of which was successful. You know, on 9/11, they wanted to crash a jet into the Capitol,
right,
and on January 6th, Trump wanted to send a mob into the Capitol.
And the British. British.
Well, yeah, in our time. British. And I'm not that old. Right. I'm not that old.
Speaking of attorneys, I want to play this, and Sam Davidson doing a great job back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Lincoln Project, known for their fantastic ads. We got the guy here who is the brains behind this, Rick Wilson. I want to play you this ad now that's gotten under Trumpster's skin down there at Mar-a-Lago. They put this together, Rick, and you ran it on the Fox News around Mar-a-Lago, yep, correct?
We ran Fox News, and of course, we also have all the phone numbers of all the Trump people, so it goes to their phones digitally as well. So they're getting our ads whether they want them or not.
Here's the ad that's raised the ire down at Mar-a-Lago.
The Donald Trump for President campaign hit a bunch of people this afternoon with cease and desist letters because our ads were too mean for little Don.
Again, Donald.
Poor little baby Donald got very upset because our ads were mean to him.
This is the third time you've threatened to sue the Lincoln Project.
They should call it the Losers Project.
This time it's because we told you the truth about how your campaign was failing, broken, and dead in the water.
Wrong that you have the race sewn up. Donald.
We told you Chris and Susie made a mistake when they bragged that Biden would stay in the race. It's embarrassing, Donald. Your whole campaign is a hot mess. You're terrible on camera these days. You just look old, tired, and f***ing crazy.
The late, great Hannibal Lecter.
America's just done with you, Donald. And with the political team you have, there's nothing you can do but lose, lose, lose.
It's not fair.
So that ticked him off.
Well, that was actually the follow-up. That was the follow-up.
Yeah,
that's
the follow-up. Not actually the one. That, yeah. The actual ad that's getting him sued is another one.
If you can see how worried we are. Describe
it for people.
You can see Trigg and I are like racked with terror. Yeah, he's going to sue us. And to our friend George Conway this morning, shout out for volunteering to pro bono conduct the discovery if Trump does sue us.
We should probably give a shout out to Susie and Chris.
We should give a shout out to Susie and Chris.
Pretty good for adding money to put ads up in.
They really have.
I mean,
their attack on us has helped us fund additional attack ads against Donald Trump in Wisconsin and Michigan. And you know what? They can keep it up all they want. Here's the thing. He's threatened to do this three times. And he also tried to get Bill Barr to investigate us when he was still president to get the Justice Department to go after the Lincoln Project. And by the way, if your super PAC isn't being attacked by the U.S. Attorney General, do you even super PAC? I mean, do you even lift, bro?
Right. So this ad, basically, what you're getting sued over, you're naming Chris LaCivita, you're naming Corey Lewandowski, you're naming Susie Wilde. Yeah. Basically saying, look, Donald, they didn't have a second plan. They didn't have a backup plan. They had you attacking Joe Biden's age, and now Joe Biden's gone. They led you down. It's basically getting into his head with the truth.
Well, look, it got into his head enough that he put Corey Lewandowski, a guy who's never even won a statewide race in his life, a guy whose political claim to fame is basically having an affair with the dog killer, Christy Noem.
Well, and assaulting a reporter.
And assaulting reporters. And when he worked for, was it AFP or something?
Yeah,
back in New Hampshire, he was always considered like a weirdly, like anger management disorder.
Well, he was part, this is where I bumped into him. He's part of the Ron Paul
universe. And
he's a weird dude. I know Ron Paul is cachet, but he's weird.
And we have Maggie Dawn coming up next hour here. She's actually an attorney, you've got when you look at this, if they were actually going to follow through this lawsuit, they've threatened to do that 100 times.
Oh yeah,
the discovery alone, dude, would be fantastic.
We will have every one of their emails, signal messages, phone calls, and and Donald Trump's dick pics. God knows what else.
Well, come on back. We've got Rick Wilson. We've got Trigby Olson. We'll come back here in Chicago after this on the Allball Show.
But that's what's rumored to be.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at WCFW.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Chicago, the Democratic National Convention here, the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, 10 minutes away, CBS News, ABC News, depending upon which of the great stations across the state of Wisconsin you're listening to in the Civic Media Radio Network. And then after the news, a little sports update from Mike Clemens, weather, and then the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Every afternoon from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn, along with Brian Kelly, will take you here into the rest of the afternoon. Maggie is just feet from us. Getting ready to go. Another great show this afternoon. You know, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4.
I have a great, we should record an intro for.
What's that?
Maggie Dawn, who's that guest that you have?
Who's that? I like that. Maggie Dawn, who's that guest that you have on? I like that a lot. That's pretty good. We have Trigby Olson, with senior advisor at Lincoln Project. Rick Wilson, co-founder of the Lincoln Project. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Sam, we go back to the phone lines. If Dick is still there. Dick, listening, I believe, usually on MDX in Madison. Dick, what say you?
It's laughable, Waltz, you know, with that date. But had you heard that he binge ate a bag of Doritos at the reception?
Dear God, it's a war crime.
I know.
Right. How about J.D. Vance, though, wanting Swiss cheese on his cheesesteak?
I mean, if you wanted to make a Pennsylvania mistake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. J.D. Vance asked why there wasn't Swiss cheese on his hand. Sorry,
that's like declaring a land war in Asia as a political mistake.
What do you got, Dick?
Well, watching that last night, the first night of it, my oldest daughter was here with the granddaughters 2 weeks ago from Kansas City, and I thought, you know, when we were thinking of a place to go have a quick bite to eat, and I watched that thing last night, and I saw something like, I would suggest Old Country Buffet, or maybe the Cracker Barrel, as opposed to Chick-fil-A or Chipotle. Now, what do you think is going to go over with the kids? The Cracker Barrel, and Cracker, by the way, goes real good with Trump, doesn't it?
And old does too. Actually,
yeah. Thanks, Dick.
It is Trump's time in the barrel,
right? Thanks, Dick. Always appreciate the call. Guys, what about that? We've talked about this a little bit, but again, this generational change here. There is just excitement for Kamala Harris. There's excitement for Tim Walz because they're reaching. I mean,
Because they're not weird?
Right.
Maybe that's part of it.
But I still think one of the best things I've heard in the last week was Tim Walz going to this high school football practice and just talking to kids because he's a coach. You don't have to. It doesn't take a very big imagination to see why the guy went from no wins to a state championship in 3 years, because he relates to people, Rick.
You know what it is? Tim Walz speaks one of the universal languages of America. It's team sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump has never played a team sport in his life.
No.
And doesn't get it. He doesn't get that. You know, when he thinks about team sports, he thinks of like one superstar on a team. He doesn't think about the team.
And Waltz gets that at a really fundamental level, at a really profound level, like way down in his DNA.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if I may have gotten this from somebody else, but I was thinking about it this morning when I woke up. I was like, Tim Walz is your dad or your uncle if he doesn't watch Fox.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why people like the guy.
Yeah.
He is likable.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, J.D. Vance is the weirdest. And I know we're going to say weird a lot about J.D. Vance because it's just so true. But there's no defending the level of weird disconnectedness of J.D. Vance.
Right.
And Walz feels like a guy you'd see him in Menards. You'd see him in you'd see him at the lumberyard.
This with Costco.
We've got a
cut. We've got a cut. We don't have it right here right now, but we played a cut where he was Walz interviewed as governor, and this local reporter says, "Tell us the last normal thing that you did, governor." And he sat for a second and he said, "I bought an air filter at Menards."
There you go.
I
mean, look, he is a normal guy. And I think that is something that if you want to look at the campaign judgment of Vice President Harris and her team so far, that is one of the smartest possible 100%. Moves that she could have made. Look, Josh Shapiro was going to be he would have been a fine choice in a lot of ways. He's very good on his feet. He's very smooth. He's smart. He's had a good record. But Walz comes across, he is so hard to parody in the right-wing format of, he's a communist, Antifa, Soros, liberal. I mean, at no point can you frame Tim Walz with that stuff. You just can't do it.
And you get the bonus that he has geographical appeal and that there's 400,000 Wisconsinites who get their news from Minnesota stations.
Everybody, like Eau Claire and La Crosse,
I mean, Todd and I, you know.
Sure.
Well, you and I talk about it too, but because that's where we target.
Rick Wilson, nobody knows this stuff better than you. Nobody understands how to read these things better than you. We've got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to let you go. If you want to talk, there was a great story, a Raw story. You were talking about Trump's, how he got to this utter contempt for veterans. You could talk about that. Or just break this down. What is this race, Harris versus Trump? What does this come down to?
Look, this race comes down to a vision for the country that is either optimism and growth and success, or authoritarianism, darkness, deportations, and a acceleration of the insanity that we saw for 4 years. Only this time it will be so much worse, so much darker, so much more violent, so much more oppressive. And it's really a question at the end of the day of America or Trump.
Yeah.
And I believe that the momentum that Vice President Harris has built so far is in part because she's embracing the American dream. And she's articulating that she'll fight for it for people. She's articulating that she believes in it and that she loves this country. You know, as an ex-Republican, hearing Democrats at a Democratic convention chant USA, USA should scare the hell out of the Trump GOP. It should scare them to death. And I think this race is a lot of hard work ahead, a lot of rough days ahead, but I think that we've got a chance to beat this guy and to break the back of the very darkest part of the authoritarian movement.
And here's the other thing, Rick. They have the Pippin and Jordan of American politics taking the stage tonight.
We're talking
they are to politics what Michael and Scotty were to basketball.
And if you want to see Trump get triggered tonight,
100%.
Tonight is going to drive. Look, last night they had to like shoot him with tranquilizer darts to keep his phone out of his hands, and he finally got it back about midnight and started truthing the crazy stuff. But it is going to be. Yeah, you're right. It's absolutely right. It's going to be Barack and Michelle are going to send them around 100%. The bend.
Rick Wilson, co-founder of the Lincoln Project. We always appreciate you making time for us. Thank you so much.
Love to be with you anytime. We'll see you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Trivia Olson, always great to have you here. Also, he's going to be here all week. We appreciate that. Appreciate Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Talk about a rock star.
She is
fantastic.
Oh, yeah, rising star.
Also, thank you to the great folks here on the ground. We got Corey Hartman. We got Casper. We got Fancy Brian. All these great folks that make this happen for you at home. Stay tuned. Remember, Maggie Dawn is next. Title Ball say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow from Chicago here on Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table.
Devil's Advocates. You gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.